It's a nice wrap-up to the work week across our area. Under a blend of clouds and sunshine, temperatures today are up into the 60s. It's not as mild as normal, but it's definitely warmer than it was earlier this week. So for now, the weather is quiet, but that will change, and unfortunately, the timing is not good, as we are looking at rain across the area moving through the Mother's Day weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, rain is expected across the region, and even into Monday, we'll keep it on the cloudy, damp, and cool side as that storm very slowly moves away. But after that, we're finally looking at a mild swing on the thermometer as temperatures will rebound very nicely by the middle part of next week. It will be feeling much more like springtime and maybe even a bit like summer in spots as next week moves along. But for now, the focus is on cool and damp weather as a storm works its way from the southeast off the Carolina coast tonight into tomorrow. That storm will track southeast of Long Island tomorrow evening over Cape Cod on Sunday, and then up into the Gulf of Maine on Monday. For us, that means cool and rainy weather is in the forecast, and we're likely to see those showers break out in areas to the west and south of Albany late tonight into tomorrow morning. The rain arrives in the capital region tomorrow, likely around the noon hour. So the first half of the day in Albany looks to be mainly dry, then it turns wet by afternoon, and across the North Country, rain will break out during tomorrow afternoon. Later in the day, tomorrow into tomorrow night, rain will become heavy, with the heaviest rain expected from the capital region on south and east, and there is the potential for some localized flooding, so keep that in mind late tomorrow into tomorrow night. If you have dinner plans, there might be some concerns for some water on roadways or some large puddles across portions of the region. For Mother's Day on Sunday, the storm will begin to move off to our east, but the clouds will linger, showers will linger at times. It doesn't look like it will rain the entire day on Sunday, but showers will threaten during the morning and afternoon, so you still need to have that rain gear ready to go. Showers are still possible by Monday, and then we'll start to see this weather pattern finally break down with mild air working its way into the region. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds, low in the 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with rain developing, cool, high in the 50s to near 60. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers mainly after midnight, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, cool, high in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers late, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain becoming heavy during the afternoon, breezy and cool with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain developing and becoming heavy later in the day, cool with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, cool with highs in the 50s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, remaining cool with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.